The ABC's Mike Williams has done a lot of out there things for a radio story. Interviews naked, road trips across the country. Earlier this year, he dressed up as a sausage for the history of sausage sizzles. But even that will not be as challenging as the project he's about to take on for Life Matters. Mike, welcome, you brave and or foolish man.
Hi, Hilary.
So you're going to be working with us over the next few months. Tell us about the project that you're kicking off today.
That's right. I'd like to do a backflip.
Wouldn't we all?
I have a theory that everybody secretly, deep down inside, might want to do a backflip. And Life Matters has given me the opportunity. They've given me 5 months to learn how to do it. The only problem is I'm a bit unhealthy and I've never done gymnastics. I don't exercise that much. My favourite food group on the food pyramid is pizza. Pizza is my food pyramid.
Obviously, we have the utmost confidence in you, Mike. I'm just shuffling through our contract with you here. What were you thinking? Why are you doing this? What sparked it?
Yeah, this is a holistic health thing. You know, the backflip is just a premise. The backflip is going to focus me. If I can do a backflip, really, for me, it will symbolise that I'm healthier, at least. So it works as a metaphor in that way. But for me, you know, I think people reach a point in their life where they know they need to do something about their health. And I just turned 30 and that freaked me out. And I realised if my 20s were the best period of my health, then I might be in trouble. So no matter where you are, I think you might be turning 40, 50, 60, preparing for a baby, or you're getting over an illness, you want to do something for your health. So this is my thing. The backflip's going to focus me, and I'm going to, everything I learn along the way, I'm going to share with the Life Matters audience.
It's really funny. I reckon half our listeners would go, 30, whatever, you know, it's not even 40 or 50, but it's interesting, isn't it? Because you get to this point and think, well, the years ahead are going to have to change to be better.
That's it. You got to do something. And I'm a bit of a workaholic too. So this was my cunning plan to make my work about my health.
That's a really interesting idea. How hard was it for you to get to the point of even just making the decision?
Well, I thought I was being very clever, but we might find out that it was tougher than I expected.
I'm wondering what your thoughts were and your heart rate was straight after you pitched this idea to your editor.
My thoughts? Well, at the time it was fine. At the time when I was pitching, because I didn't think it would happen. And now here we are, we're doing it.
We are. Well, and the start of a project is very, very important. Mike has been psyching himself up all for the first week. Let's hear how it went.
Hey, how you doing? Let's grab a large Big Mac meal, please, with the Fanta for the drink.
Okay, after dinner, I'll start for real.
And I'll just grab a cheeseburger as well. That's it. Thank you.
By the time Thursday rolls around, I'm still in denial about starting this project. So I've come home, to the place where people know me and love me most. I need their support now more than ever.
Hello, oh, you're cold.
What do you call it? A back jump.
Oh, a backflip. You mean, oh, okay. Where did you get this idea from?
That's my mum and dad, and my uncle's called in.
Next month, I'm planning on flying to the moon.
His name's also Michael.
He's a guy, 30. He wants to get himself in tip-top physical condition, good enough to be able to do a backflip, and let's have a look and see if he can do it. Let's follow the story. Boom, boom, boom. Failure. End of story.
Is this a midlife crisis thing?
Yeah,
you're not built that way. You're a big man. I've never seen a man your size do a backflip.
No.
They're always
very agile.
Considerably leaner, if I can put it that way.
I think it's too dangerous.
Yeah. We all have our particular skills, Mike. Some skills we just don't have.
Choose another goal.
Yeah.
You can play basketball.
I can't play basketball.
You can. You were fantastic at it. Do you have sugar?
Yeah, thanks.
The idea of me doing a backflip is hard for them to get their heads around. It's hard for me to visualise. Not just the backflip, just the idea of becoming healthy, losing a bit of weight, eating better, sleeping better, having more of a life outside of work. It feels very far away from me, as far-fetched as a backflip. Mum's worried,
There's just no backflip in the Williams DNA.
It's one thing to get fit and it's another thing to lose weight, but you've got to be able to move freely, and I think that's a particular type of person. And I know when I was at school, they used to make you do all these things, stand on your head and do somersaults.
They used to make you do backflips?
Absolutely. It was in the sport curriculum.
Was this before or after you walked to the school in 10 feet of snow?
Yeah, no. No, they didn't make you do backflips, but you had to stand on your head and you had to do somersaults and do handstands. Did you have to do that at school?
No.
Oh, we did, and it was absolutely terrible, and I couldn't do it, and I used to hurt myself every time. And I think, you know, you're like me. Yeah. And it's, yeah, we're not built for it.
You've got to have realistic expectations, Michael. It's just, you can't, you're not 22 anymore.
Do you genuinely think that I shouldn't be doing this project?
Yes.
Yes. It's not going to happen. It'll be a miracle if you do it.
Put the heater back on, like it's freezing.
I stayed over that night in my old bedroom. Mum now uses it as a sewing room. When I wake up, I see a tacky poster on the wall. It's a picture of a dream catcher, and the words say, "Follow your dream." I then remembered it was my parents who'd also told me not to go into radio. That day, at the offices of the national broadcaster, I receive another email. The ABC's putting together a team for the City to Surf Fun Run. What's your official title, Rod?
I'm called the social media lead for...
And did you make that up or they gave you that?
I want to be the social media lead, but they decided lead was more effective.
This is the organiser, Rod McGuinness.
I first did the City to Surf when I was 6 years old. I think this is my 36th time, but I've always loved running and my dad loved running, and that's how it started.
Rod says City to Surf is a massive, special event, but there's weekly free community runs like Park Run, which are good too, and the ABC has a weekly running group.
We'll go for a run for about 30 or 40 minutes at lunchtime, and it's not to get from A to B, it's more just to be moving, and we chat and talk shop, not because we're trying to break a record, it's just about getting out, enjoying it.
That's what I need to do. No equipment, no booking. I should just start moving. Do you kind of take it for granted that you can run? Because there's some people who haven't run in a long time or can't run or don't think they can run.
Yeah, look, you know, I don't carry a banner saying I'm a runner, but when I do come across people and they say, oh, I can't run, or, you know, I'm not a good runner, the biggest problem is because they're saying that themselves, almost convincing themselves. If you keep saying that, your brain is going to take a few hints from that. The thing about running is if you haven't been doing it for a while, your body's going to start saying, hang on, what's going on here? And so I think if I could give any advice is to start slowly. Don't try and do anything crazy. Mentally as well, for me in particular, I think, you know, the mental benefits of running are phenomenal.
All right, with that endorsement and no other interesting ideas, I panic and register for the City to Surf. I once interviewed a woman with one leg who did it on crutches. How hard could it be?
You know, a big part of it is just that, you know, it can be a 14-kilometre slow jog and walking up the hills, and, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Did you say it was 14 kilometres? I didn't realise it was that long. That's really long.
Look, it half of it is downhill.
Okay.
The other half's uphill, but half of it is downhill.
It's uphill. The Backflip Health Transformation Project begins right now. For real. Deep down, I must believe I have it in me. The inspirational Mike Whitney once said, "Who dares wins."
Mike Williams is going to do a backflip on Life Matters eventually. Mike, how have you been going so far?
Well, a terrible start, a shocking start, a total denial. But once I got over that, you know, I cooked some veggies and I started to run just a little bit every day just in the past week. And already I'm feeling pretty good. So the strategy at this point is just to take it one day at a time.
So you're coming home and, you know, icing and taping and getting a physio or just, you know, falling down on the couch?
Not yet. Oh, it's still early days. I'm trying to get into a pattern, trying to change. Changing is so hard, I found. But starting was the hardest bit, and now I'm just trying to get into a rhythm. I haven't worked that out yet, but hopefully I will.
Well, and obviously the change that comes from within us is pretty hard to manufacture, but your family's reactions were fairly startling. How much of a factor was that for you?
Yeah, look, they're worried. They worry. I think it was interesting with my mum there when she was talking, it went from you can't do it to we can't do it. Which is something, you know, we all project our fears onto each other and our loved ones. So they're coming from a place of love. But the problem is if I can't do it, then they'll be right, which will be a catastrophe. So what actually happened after that chat was it fired me up a lot.
Well, and I obviously you will do it, no question, but hypothetically, if yes. you couldn't, how would that make you feel?
Well, I could get fired.
Unlikely.
No, I don't think so. I think this is why it was so hard to start, because it was accepting that if I start, then I'm taking on something that is very hard that I might not be able to do. But in order to do this, I think I need to believe. I need to, you know, get the mind frame right that within the roughly it's about 20 weeks I've got, I can do it. So if I can't do it, I'm not factoring that in yet. I'm trying to filter that out at this stage as I go deeper and deeper and the stakes get higher and higher.
Good. Well, forget I ever mentioned it. And what's next on the inevitable step towards the goal?
Well, my wife said I should see a doctor, see the Cirque du Soleil doctor, but I'm not sure that they bulk bill. So I'll be seeing my doctor, my GP, for a baseline assessment. I'm also going to meet up with some actual gymnastic coaches, and I'm going to find out if it's possible for a guy like me to even learn gymnastics. So we'll find that out. And also, in this time, in 2 weeks, I will have done the City to Surf, and by done, I mean possibly walk it and get through it. So you'll find out if I actually made it.
Fantastic. I cannot wait. It'll be a really interesting discussion, Mike Williams, about whether there are particular body types or people types that are excluded from this kind of thing. I can't wait to hear it. Thanks for chatting today.
Thanks, Hilary.
All the very best to Mike Williams. We'll hear from him again soon. He'll be bringing us his journey on Life Matters over the coming months as he works towards doing a backflip. And I'm in the cheer squad now. I've got my pom-poms ready, because who hasn't had a dream that they might be able to do something that they used to think was impossible? This is RN.